Just saying a few words before the first kina. Shabbat Tzoromeni, kina vav. We go through all the kinot that Rabbi Elazar HaKadir wrote. We understand them. So we can see the humongous pain that Rabbi Elazar HaKadir had in the bust of Beit HaMikdash. As the Rav mentioned before, we don't have today bichlal any avana, any asaga, on the humongous lack, on the humongous loss of not having Beit HaMikdash. It's kind of like a person that had a father, never met him, doesn't know how he looks, never heard anything about him. I know such a person. If he hears one time that his father passes away, he won't sit shiva, he won't feel anything in the sitting shiva. And we're so far away that even the word Beit HaMikdash today, people that barely use that word on the streets, you people may think you're like a kind of a mashichist. You have no havana at all of the humongous loss, not like the skating, the shoining, as the Rav mentioned. But they used to mamash cry, their tefillah of Bnei Yerushalayim. They used to cry like a baby. They used to cry on a weekly davening day. So how can we get connected to this keynote? How can we feel something emotionally? So very surprising, Dafka Rav Elazar HaKadir doesn't start his keynote with the Choban of the Bayit. He starts about the results of the Choban. He speaks here about the tzavot we go through, the pain and suffer during the history, are results from the Choban. And the question that is asked is, why did he decide to start the keynote, Dafka, with the results of the Chorban, with the tzavot we go through, and not with the actually Chorban itself? That the Binyan HaBayit, we're not sad on that there's no actually Bayit, the Bayit itself. The Bayit itself was a bitui of the Shechina. The bitui of the Shechina b'tifalta, the best way that could have been. And when Am Yisrael, when Kvod Yisrael get hurts, so also Kvod Shechina get hurts. It's two sides of the same coin. And that's one of the reasons I think why the keynote starts with the results of the Chorban, with the suffering, the pain, the tzalot we go through. Because when Kvod Yisrael get hurts, also the Shechina get hurts. And also here, there's a hint in this keynote that when we cry, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, Kivyachol, V'nas al ele ani bochia. And why, the question is, why do we got to go through these tzavot? What's the, why it's a result of not having binyan HaMikdash? Shabbat sur mimeni, when the Chorban stopped, then all the tzavot started. Why it's a result of the Chorban? One simple answer, as I think Rabbi Eichmann mentioned last week, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to want the Mikdash. He wants it to come from us. And therefore, we can't be sitting so comfortable. Another answer is that we're kind of homelesses. I met on Friday a real homeless. He told me he got in many fights. He got stabbed many times. He'd been at court many times, at the hospital many times. He drinks and smokes humongous amounts. Unfortunately, that's kind of a nature of a homeless many times. He's kind of in galut. And we're also kind of homelessness. We have temporary homes here, maybe in Ramat Beit Shemesh, but our real home, Yerushalayim, we don't have. We're in galut. Even inside here in Eretz Yisrael, we're in galut. And when a person doesn't have a house, so he has no bitachon, he has nowhere to go, he's lost, he's in galut. And that's one of the reasons why we suffer so much, so many tzarot, because we have no home, we have no bitachon, so they're going, they run after us, every generation. And look what's just going on today, these days. Thousands of families running away from their homes here in Israel, running away with little babies, that missiles won't fall on them. Just in the last few months, 20 people got killed in terrorist attacks. Just in the last months. I'm not talking about years, just in the last few months. Over 100 kids, yatomim ve'almanot. Look how many tzalot we have only now. Especially in all the years before, the Shoah, 6 million. Nachalateinu nehefcha lezarim. That's what we read yesterday. And that for sure can be, that's something that we can cry on. That's something that we do, we can be connected to and feel emotions to. So even if we don't have the ability, we're far away in Avana of understanding the loss of Beit HaMikdash, but we can understand that tzarot we go through, that is a result from not having Beit HaMikdash. So, as I said, that's one of the reasons I think why Rabbi Elazar Kalil starts the Kina Dafka with the Tzavot, because that's the, when Israel get hurts, the Shekhinah get hurts, and that might be one of the reasons also why we mentioned Birkat Bnei Yerushalayim and Birkat HaMazon. What does Binyan Yerushalayim needs to do with Birkat HaMazon? Mele, we think about the Aretz. The Aretz is the source of the parnasa, of the fruits and vegetables. But why Binyan HaMikdash? So the answer is that Binyan HaMikdash is also the source of all the Hatzlacha and all the Yeshua and all the Nechama and the Gilui Yashchina in the best way that could be. Shabbat Sulmeni Shimoni Avai Sechiu Marus Asimoni Bedrei Haberai Sakut HaMishkan Mizvot Emirai Sakut HaVeoblaku Giborai Savku Chafu Madu Evarai Kisla Kol Abirai Nafla odena betzul duchya, eini chikta lechazot bet birchya, ad bile gilgat chuvuya, einei meulelet beivani enochya, asa venicham vayikra libchya, venasa lele ani pochya. Al pnei faranu patsu chasideya, al gisuf sachra karu yesodeya, pachat chet shilot achav sodeya, patsu chazireya raye chasideya, patsu maser yalenideya, persat zion beyadeya. Al har tzion tzadu shonei madanai,
Safo al rashay tzion tonight. Sam tu benov lamot donai, sod natzarta leorer medanai. Tzakami beime bendinai, tzadik u Adonai. Atakali mirbata umerti, hermoni kirabta bo elai v'yachrimuni. קראתי ליושבי גבעון עוד הם זמוני, קולי להשמיע בערב יקרימוני, קומי עבורי בעתל הרימוני, קראתי למאוויים הרימוני, למה רוח כפינו לטבח שמרו, ראית כי חכנו רוריך אמרו, ראית כי עמל וחס בביח גמרו, רבת ביד יחזקאל לנקום כמו מרו, ראה ונכחידה מגוי אמרו, ראה אדוני כי צר לי ואייך מרמרו, השיבנו סיסי שימה לגוי צעני, שבטם רמוס חצרה אל הדיקני, צוותי משוררי דביר דממו להדיבני, שמעת זמורות אבכי לתני, שחבו ונדו חצץ דברייני, שמעו כנן חני, כי תמחקת בחסוף נך, תשיב להם כמול כעס חסות פניך, ירדוב לצלמון יועצי עצפוניך, ייתן להבב נוצא פניך, תקרא לשחרם כוס כמוס בפניך, תבוא כל רעתם לפניך, תבוא אל צר אשר קילנו, לבוא חמת וחמן ילנו, עד לך לך וחבור יגלנו, זקן ובחור ובתולה קבלנו, למה בנעמך כולנו, זכור אדוני מאיה לנו.